Good evening. Thank you, Jake, very much for bringing us online, sheerenjoyment.com. Thank you, Mitch Green, for your technical assistance. And thank you, Rabbi Mayevsky, for your encouragement. Tonight we're going to learn Lezeichu Le'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzhak Ben Aryeh. We thank our sponsor for dedicating the Shir Le'ilu Nishmasai. And we thank everyone here for coming and listening every evening to learn Torah through the incredible project SheerEnjoyment.com. This week is Parshas Vayishlach. Yishlach is a parsha, deals with many powerful issues, the meeting of Yaakov and Esav in Golus, Ma'asav Asim Labanim, how to deal with coming in contact with the Umay Sa'olam. The parsha is a template for dealing with very difficult situations, Klal Yisrael, in the time of Golus. There's something else in the parsha that's very important, that's very significant, and that is the naming of Yaakov. We know that Yaakov in this week's parsha was given a new name. In addition to Yaakov being called Yaakov, Yaakov was called by Hashem Yisrael. Lo yikari shimcha oid. Pasuk says that no longer will your name only be Yaakov, your name will also be called Yisrael. And this was alluded to by the Malach when Yaakov had wrestled with the Malach in the middle of the night, when the wrestling took place and Yaakov Avinu prevailed over the Sitnoi Shal Esav. The Malach said to Yaakov, because you have prevailed over me, Hashem will change your name to Yisrael. This is very interesting that the name of Yaakov was changed. We know that a name says a lot. The name of a person captures his identity, his essence, his mahus, who he is. And indeed, with regard to all of the Avos, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, we find a special emphasis on their name. For example, Avraham was originally called Avram. Hashem changed his name to Avraham. Yitzhak was called Yitzhak from the very beginning, and his name, interestingly, did not change. Yaakov, on the other hand, was called originally Yaakov, and was later given another name to Yisrael. Now let's try to understand, analyze the three different names. Avram, his name was changed. Avram to Avram. Who gave Avram his original name? Torah doesn't say, but it would seem that it was given to him by Terach. He was called Avram. He was the Av of Aram, the father, the master of the city, the region, the community of Aram. And later Hashem changed his name from Avram to Avraham. Let's go to Yaakov. Yaakov was originally called Yaakov. Who gave him the name Yaakov? So there are different interpretations. Rashi tells us different interpretations as to why Yaakov was originally called Yaakov, Vayikra lo Yaakov. And one interpretation is he was called Yaakov by his father because he was grabbing onto the heel of Esav, ki ochaz ba'akev Esav. And Rashi says another interpretation that Hashem called him Yaakov. Hashem called him by the name of Yaakov. Now, the question is, let's go to the middle name, Yitzchak. Yitzchak, who called him Yitzchak? He was called Yitzchak by Hashem. Hashem called him Yitzchak. Now, let's understand. A person who gets a name by Hashem, and Hashem calls a person by a specific name, it's understood that name will never change. If a person gets a name given to him by man, so a person can change his mazel, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu can come along and later on change the name. So if we understand that Yaakov was called Yaakov by Yitzchak because he was holding on to the heel of Esav, so he was given a name by a human being. And later in life, he elevated himself and Hashem changed his name to a divine name, Yisrael. Avram certainly was given his name by a human being. And later, as Avram grew in spirituality, his name was changed to Avraham. But Yitzchak, according to Chazal, Hashem gave him the name Yitzchak. From the very beginning, Hashem says that you shall call him the name of Yitzchak. So the name Yitzchak was given to Yitzchak from the very, very beginning by none other than Hashem. So if Hashem gave him the name Yitzchak, we understand why his name was never changed at a later point in time. But the difficulty is that, according to one opinion, Yaakov was also given the name Yaakov by Hashem. Rashi in Parshas Vayetze says that, according to one opinion, the name Yaakov was given to him by Hashem. If that is the case, then how could it be that later in his life he was given another name? If Hashem gives a person a name, that is final. That represents the concept that this is divine. What Hashem does is permanent. It's not possible for it to change. So how could it then be that Yaakov got another name? I think to answer this question, we learn an incredible principle about the succession, the order of the Ovis. Avraham Avinu originally started out with the name Avram, a name given to him by a human being. Avram grew, and because he grew, that allowed him to elevate himself, and he got the name Avraham. Yitzchak was given the name Yitzchak by Hashem in the very beginning, and when Hashem gives a person a name, it's permanent. There's no room to budge. Yaakov is on a higher madriga. Even though he was given the name Yaakov by Hashem, he still had the power, the spirituality, the ability to elevate himself even higher and get another name, a name change, greater than Yitzchak. Yitzchak was given the name Yitzchak from the very beginning by Hashem. Hashem gives you a name, that it's final. Yaakov, the third of the Ovos, was so great that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself gave him a name, Yaakov, through his spiritual growth, he was able to go even higher and go from Yaakov to Yisrael. So we have here a procession. First, Avraham. He was given a name by a human being. He grew. By growing, he merited that Hashem renamed him. We then go to level number two, Yitzchak. Yitzchak was given his name by Hashem. And once he got the name Yitzchak, that was permanent. There was no possibility for a change. Yaakov is level number three. Even though he received the name Yaakov by Hashem, Yaakov being the third of the Avos, being the next generation in development and growth of spirituality, was able to take that which Hashem gave him and go even higher and merit that his name be changed from Yaakov, or an additional name, to Yisrael. It's a progression. Avram to Avraham. Yitzchak remains Yitzchak. Yaakov started out like Yitzchak, a name given to him by Hashem, yet was able to grow and develop where he merited that Hashem gave him another name. He broke out even of that, so to speak, limitation of Yaakov. I think with this we can also understand the nemesis of Yaakov. That is Esav, the Sidna Shel Esav. When Yaakov Avinu wrestled with Esav's guardian angel, at the end of this wrestling match, Yaakov asked the Satan, asked the Sidna Shel Esav, the Malach, tell me, what is your name? I will not release you until you reveal to me your name. And the commentators ask the question, you don't know his name. Is it not obvious that this is the Sidna Shel Esav? That the name of the Malach is Esav? This Esav's guardian angel? You're not aware of wrestling with him the entire night, who this Malach is? How could you not know who his name is? I think the answer is, based upon what we have said, just as Yaakov himself was able to go higher in his essence, in his identity, by elevating himself to an even higher level, and taking the name that Hashem gave him, which we would assume is permanent, and yet overcoming that and going even higher, Yaakov saw that his nemesis, Esav, had that power as well, but unfortunately in a negative and harmful and poisonous, toxic way. Although Hashem may have given Esav power to cause Klal Yisrael harm and pain and tsar, Esav had even more power. The damage that Esav can bring about Klal Yisrael through one identity, can change and he can transform himself into another entity, another identity which would likewise cause even more harm to Klal Yisrael. It was specifically Yaakov who saw in himself his ability to break out of his limitations for good, even a limitation that one would think is permanent because Hashem is the one who gave him that name. Even that he was able to break out of and go from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yaakov thus realized that in the opposite direction, in the parallel world of the forces of evil, an individual, an entity that has been given power to cause tsar, the Klal Yisrael, can transform themselves and cause even greater damage as a different entity of evil. There's a principle in Yados of Ze Luma Ze Boro Elokim. Every power of good has a parallel danger and influence of evil, of tsar, problem. And this is why Yaakov said to Esav, tell me, what is your name? It appears that you're Esav, but I'm also Yaakov. And just as I was able to transform myself from Yaakov to Yisrael, even though that was what Hashem gave me, I realized the danger that the Jewish people are going to suffer from you, that you'll be able to change your name from one form of Esav to another form of Esav and cause enormous tsar, pain and aggravation for the Jewish people. Maybe Hashem's will that we overcome forces of Esav and all their different dimensions and manifestations and transformations. And likewise, we should grow higher and higher, where we likewise overcome any limitation, even the limitation that would appear to be divinely ordained. We should have the siyata d'shmaya, the baracha, to rise higher and higher and overcome any limitation to reach heights that are exalted and beyond our wildest imagination. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful evening, good night, and a wonderful week to one and all. Thank you. Good night.